What's the 411? 411 Teen is a weekly program for teens, their families, communities, and all interested folks to examine and discuss various issues and events that confront, intersect, and sometimes interrupt our daily lives. Tap into the pulse of today's youth this hour to look at the Confederate flag controversy. Joining me, I have students from Sale High School. I welcome here at the roundtable Ayanna Brantley. She is in the 10th grade. She is into singing and reading and baking.
Hi, glad to be here.
Glad to have you. Reed World, it's so nice to have him back. He's been here several times. He is now in the 11th grade, and his thing is reading, drawing, and acting.
It's great to be here again.
Glad to have you, and look forward to hearing what you have to say. Savannah Burris, she is a junior also. Reading and listening to music is her thing.
Hi.
And Connor Mock. Connor, 11th grade. It's the whole 11th grade, huh? She's into reading, writing, and baking.
Hello.
Well, glad to have you all. Two of you are into things I really like, baking and baking. The Confederate flag has sparked an enormous amount of debate lately after the massacre of 9 black church members in Bible study. The 21-year-old white man, charged with 9 counts of murder, had posed with a Confederate flag in photos posted online and a racist manifesto. The flag has become a lightning rod for outrage over the shootings, which authorities say was motivated by racial hatred. What do you think about the controversy over the Confederate flag? And I'll just start with you, Ariana, and go around.
I don't really understand why in general it's so controversial. It's kind of just seems like a no-brainer that you shouldn't always have the Confederate flag, because I mean what it stands for is just seems like a negative thing to me.
Okay.
The Confederate flag.
And we'll come back and get on that, because there are two sides to it. I mean, you might see it as negative, but there's a whole contingency that don't see it as negative. But Reeve, where do you sit on this?
I generally have an agreement that it's has a negative connotation, mostly just because of the way it has been used, you know, that it's become a symbol for that, because most people, when you see the Confederate flag, you think of the bad parts of it, because, you know, our mind connects with symbols and we have meanings behind them, and different people have different meanings. It's just the way that it has been used.
Okay.
Well, I grew up in an area where I saw the Confederate flag all the time, and
okay.
Up until middle school, when I changed schools, I didn't even realize there was a bad connotation with it, just because I saw it so often. And I can see why people think the Confederate flag is a bad thing, and I think that we should stop using it if so many people are offended by it, but I also think that it's not necessarily as bad a thing as people think.
Mm-hmm.
Because to a lot of people, including my own family, it's a symbol of pride for the South.
Okay.
But that isn't necessarily an opinion I agree with.
Okay. All right. But at least that shares another perspective. Okay? And where do you sit, ma'am? Savannah?
I think mostly I stand on I don't think it shouldn't be flown at, like, courthouses and official buildings like that. But, I mean, you can't stop people from wearing it. They have the right to wear it, have it at their own house. But I don't think it should be a state flag or, you know, flown in government buildings.
When you see the flag, what is the message that's conveyed to you when you see it? Now, I know you've said it had some kind of some negative thing, but just what does it say to you?
That we feel strongly about this. We have pride about this. And the negative thing, well, the church shootings. I believe I saw somewhere where the American flag was down at half-mast. It was not flying full. But the Confederate flag was still flying at full mast. And that is not a good message, I don't think, that people, black lives have been killed, have been lost, and it's just not a good thing, how it was being used like
okay.
that.
All right. Other comments?
Well, when I think of it, I think of partying so they're white boys.
That's fine. I mean, that's what you think of, you know?
Because those are the type of people I saw who wore it, like on their belt buckles or their T-shirts, a flag on the back of their truck. But I don't automatically associate it with racism, even though I can see why other people would. And I think that I agree with Savannah that it shouldn't be flown in public places, but I don't think it should be necessarily considered taboo, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. It does. It makes sense. Plenty of sense.
I think for me, when I see it, like, it doesn't really symbolize anything for me, but the first thing that does come to mind is, you know, rednecks. That's honestly the first thing that comes to my mind. That Dukes of Hazzard, things that, like, that's used for people who wear that. That's what pops into my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when we say rednecks, does that always mean negative or bad?
In my opinion, when I think redneck, I automatically go to racist and hunter. I mean, I guess being African American, I've been raised to steer clear of those kids because I'd much rather avoid them altogether than them, you know, say anything offensive, like a racial slur, and it'll become like a huge thing. I automatically think racist, and then I think Southern, like what Connor and Savannah said, basically rednecks.
That's fine. Now, as we talk about the flag, let's look at another symbol, because what we're talking about, and you touched on this, is really the symbolic message. What about cross burning?
Cross burning.
I'm just wondering. Nobody could see your face. You raised your eyebrows.
We're getting into a whole other discussion.
As we talk about symbols, what about cross burning? Is that send a message of hate and crime or not? I don't know. I mean, that just came to my mind, and I just thought I'd throw it out there.
I mean, I've never really heard of any incidents of, like, cross-burning that, you know, was, like, hateful. I've honestly never heard of any, like, actual incidents of, like, cross-burnings that, like...
Oh, really?
You know, yeah. Like, I've heard of churches being burned down and stuff like that, but I've never, you know, heard of incidents where people take a cross and set it on fire.
Right, and sit it in front of your yard. That's what the KKK would do.
Oh, you mean like that. I'm talking more about... I see what you mean now, but, like, you know, just... I was thinking more vandalism type things because I know people would do stuff like stupid stuff like that.
And, that's vandalizing. What I was
thinking. But cross burnings, that would definitely I think would definitely send a message of hatred.
Now, and, you know, all of this controversy has just, you know, come to the forefront. We have factions that agree, factions that, you know, support it, those who are oppose it. Do you think that this is, we're just making too much about nothing? That's what some folks are saying. That, you're just raising too much hell. You're just, you know, going off the deep end, so to speak.
I do think that there is something to be said about using the Confederate flag because some people have been using it incorrectly. I mean, I'm not one to hear to say what's incorrect or not, but I mean, it's been used by, you know, racist groups like the KKK and such. And when you think of the KKK, there's not a positive.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And Connor, you looked like you really had something you wanted to say. So share it. Go for it, lady.
Well, I'm sorry. I have a short attention span. Can you repeat the question?
Well, we started talking about cross burning.
Okay.
And we...
Making something out of nothing. As far as I know, it came to the forefront because a white guy shot and killed nine black people. Right. And that was a terrible thing. But I think the fact that people automatically get mad at the Confederate flag for this racist old jerk doing this terrible thing doesn't really make sense to me because... Just seeing a Confederate flag doesn't make you racist. Sure, it's a racist symbol to a lot of people, but racism is something that's taught. It's something that's learned. And I don't think that just because he posed with a Confederate flag in a couple of pictures necessarily means that this is automatically an evil thing because,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're saying because he posed with it and he had this manifesto that it could have been any flag?
Yeah, well, I also think that it's because this isn't like the first incident where something similar like this has happened. Mm-hmm. It's happened multiple times. And for a symbol or a flag or anything to be used multiple times for something like that, mm-hmm. we start to connect in our brains that this is what that means.
Like with the swastika.
Yeah. Right. Like right. Before that was...
It was, I think, a Buddhist symbol of yeah. peace, and then it was corrupted, and now people only think of it as hatred.
Right. Yes.
And
so,
don't the Buddhists eat themselves? A lot of them just like scorn that mark now because of
yeah,
what
a
it
lot
was
of them won't
with.
Use it anymore because it's going to be forever. Like, people are forever going to think of hatred and mm-hmm. what happened, and like Nazi. That people are going to think of that when they see a swastika from now on. And so, yeah, I think the Buddhists. Community as a whole came together and said that they weren't going to use that.
Do you think that as a society that we are creating a racially hostile environment? You know, we have all these factions going up. You know, the Confederate flag, you know, unarmed black men being killed. And we're seeing now that a lot of them are being killed for no reason, outside of just being just black, okay?
I mean,
I mean, that's the reality. You know, thank God for Steve Jobs. If he hadn't done that with those cameras and everything, where would we? I mean, really, where would we be? Because we'd be right back to, you know, one group saying, well, no, I didn't do that. And because the police say, yes, you did, whose word is believed? But now those cameras put a different twist on it.
Yeah.
Ayana, you look like you want to say something. We're just running.
I think it is because of all the shootings, especially with the black men, it happens most often with them. My parents are always having conversations with my older brother, like, always have your ID on you. Don't sag your pants. Don't look like a thug. Don't wear red. Look like you're representing a gang. Like, it gets pretty serious.
You're tuned in to 411 Teen, and I am having a great time talking with students from Sale High School, my favorites. Anyhow, we're going to take a brief break, but we'll get right back at you. If you're just tuning in, the program is 411 Teen, a conversational forum for teens and other interested folks. This hour, we have been examining the battle over the Confederate flag. It is an ongoing thing. Opponents of the Confederate flag consider it an emblem of slavery, racism, and U.S. xenophobia. Supporters say it represents the South heritage and culture, as well as a memorial to the Confederate casualties during the 1861-65 Civil War. The truth is that, as far as South Carolina Confederate flag is concerned, it was only raised at the State House in 1962 to show defiance to the powerful civil rights movement and to proclaim white superiority. Now that you know this, does that change or impact your opinion of the Confederate flag?
I think it definitely says something, but not many people know that.
Right.
I've never heard that before.
Mm-hmm. I heard that before. I read it on a website with like reliable sources.
Yeah, it didn't fly until 1962.
Yeah, no. I read that. I also read that the maker, like the designer of the flag, said that if the flag was made to symbolize the power of the white man over the black man.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. It's interesting, you know. Does that make a difference to you, to all of you?
Well,
kind of.
ever since I've learned what the Confederate flag means to a lot of people, I've been like, I already didn't much care for it just because, like I said, I automatically assume link it with stupid white country redneck boys. Mm-hmm. So I already did much care for it. So hearing that, it definitely jives with my opinion that the Confederate flag is kind of, well, pardon my language, but stupid. Mm-hmm. So we probably shouldn't use it in official means at all. And people should be educated on why, sure, to some people this is a symbol of pride, and that's great. But to other people, this is a symbol of oppression and hate, and that's not great.
Mm-hmm. Well, another interesting thing about when this happened and the flag is industry leaders and retailers. There was Amazon.com, Walmart. They pulled the images of the flag from their websites. They were joining Google, Sears Holding Corporation, and eBay. And Virginia stopped allowing rebel flags on license plates. So, again, I say that these were some of the reactions to this mass murder, which, why would they take this position? Why would these retailers and industry leaders all of a sudden want to dissociate themselves? I mean, I think it's very difficult to almost buy one now.
Yeah, bad business, because for, like, all the people that are for the Confederate flag, there are probably twice as many who are against it. And mm-hmm. You don't want to shop somewhere that you think has different views from you, and such different views that are that bad. It's not.
Yeah. I mean, since the Confederate flag was linked so closely with the incident, it almost seemed like they're supporting what happened, and no one would want to buy their things if they're supporting a man being shot and killed.
And I think you raise a good point, because when you say it was so closely linked, and that's what I wonder, if the murderer posing with the Confederate flag and these photos of his racist manifesto, I'm wondering then what connotation does the flag take with his posing with it?
Negative.
Not okay. A good
yes.
One.
So you all would agree it's definitely.
It definitely yeah, puts
definitely
a negative light.
When you use any kind of symbol for killing in such a way, like, it becomes a negative.
He could be, like, posing with a picture of puppies as he's doing it. I think everyone would be a little less happy with puppies.
Yeah.
Right. So you definitely say that had an impact.
Definitely.
Had an influence
without
a doubt.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the other side, though, is, are we targeting symbols? Because, again, and you've pointed this out a number of times, Connor, that flag in the environment that you used to live in really was not, well, maybe wasn't negative to those individuals. They saw it as, I don't know how they saw it. I mean, you tell me, I guess, was it a symbol of heritage? Do you think it was conveyed? You tell us how it was conveyed, because I don't want to. But my point is that they have a right, too. I mean,
yes.
Really, they do
yes.
Now, okay? Even if we disagree and don't like it. So how do we handle that? What do we do? Where do we go? Because they should not be denied. Of course, I guess they can still wear it. Well, mm-hmm. Can you wear it to school?
Yes. There was kids yesterday with a Confederate flag shirt. They had, like, a ginormous
Confederate flag on the back of their truck.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Driving
one kid
away
with
it. English
class
was, like, wearing a bandana with a Confederate flag around his neck.
I know a kid who comes to school, like, every day with a Confederate flag bandana in his, like, just hanging out of his pocket and a Confederate flag belt buckle. And to them, I'm sure it's not a symbol of hate. It's just, you know, pride. For their country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, for one thing would definitely be education, teaching people about it. Like, you learn about it when you're older, but like Connor was saying, you didn't know about that it was a negative symbol up until middle school.
Eighth grade, when I moved from my old county here. because where I grew up, it was just a, well, I kind of saw it as a fashion statement, an ugly fashion statement, in my own opinion, but I think to them, it was just like a symbol of pride, something they'd seen ever since they were small, because like their fathers and their mothers would have it on their trucks and their clothing, and it's just a Southern thing, not necessarily a racist thing.
And that's what a lot of people were saying, that it's a Southern thing, it's Southern heritage, you know, that's what it's about. So how do we reach a happy medium? What do we do?
I think as long as it's not flown in public places, you know, not use the state flags, things like that, it would make people a lot happier. Because it's, I guess, when you have a flag like that that's seen as a symbol of hate by a lot of people, and it's being flown in a government building or outside a government building, I think the statement that that sends to people is like, it's a very bad one.
It's not good to hear that the people who are in charge
are,
might agree with what this was.
Good point. Yeah.
I'm with Savannah. I think that's a perfectly fine compromise. Don't fly it in public or government-run spaces. And sure, you can wear it or, like, have it on your possessions, but don't, like, put it outside of a school or a government building or anything like that.
It's like when you go to your job or something, you are professional looking.
Yeah.
You try to look your best.
You don't come to your work wearing a American flag dress or a Confederate, you know, you don't do stuff like that. Wasn't the Confederate flag a battle flag?
Yes, it was.
So proper flag etiquette, doesn't that mean that it shouldn't be flown in anything but battle to begin with?
Well, I don't know. And then there was the segregationist party, the one that ran Strom Thurmond, I think, for president. Way back, even before my time.
We would know.
Now, I know you all wouldn't, so it was before. I'm just kind of going back in history and trying to think. But it was used as their symbol. They adopted it as their symbol, and they were segregationists.
Yeah, at what point did it stop being used for the South and, like, battle? Well, I mean, like, the South still does have its negative connotations with slavery, but I mean, it wasn't, at one point, it was not, like, just the racist connotations that it had.
I don't know. I mean, every place that I've read, it seemed to have some type of racial connotation.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, unless they created it with the intent of...
Right.
They did literally...
The
maker or the designer of the Confederate flag literally created it with the idea that it was a symbol of the power of the white man or the black man. He literally created it for that reason.
Okay, so yeah, I don't know this. A lot of people don't know. I mean, I might know more than other people, and people might know less than I do, and people don't think it's a negative symbol. Mm-hmm. And everybody... awareness, that's what we need, education about it.
Well, many have suggested that the best place for the flag is a museum.
Yeah.
So yes.
What do you think about that, being in a museum? In addition to, you know, your private property, you can do whatever you want. But they said, you know, they're not trying to kill it. Okay.
It is a symbol of our history.
Right.
It is something that it's
right.
not something that should be hidden away. It's something that needs to be discussed and shown so that people know, you know, the bad side of it and what people consider the good side of it, you know.
Yeah, that sounds good. Any comments on that?
I don't understand when people say, like, it's just a Southern thing. I mean, what the flag was used for is for people who stood for slavery. And I don't understand why anyone would ever want to tie themselves to that by wearing it.
Well, some people would like to see slavery come back.
Yeah, I know some people
would, and then some people don't know.
I mean, I know people who are like, I'm not racist. I just like it because it's like goes with my heritage. And I just don't get why. Like, I mean, people shouldn't want to, I mean, there are always going to be people who are going to wear it no matter what, and no matter how much I don't like it, they're still going to wear it because they're just bad people who just don't really care.
Well,
not necessarily bad people. They just, they just care about, like, you know, them showing what.
I think that a lot of people that are wearing it because of, like, the pride, they don't connect, even though they know that it's for slavery and all, I, even though they know this, they don't connect it to that in their mind. They connect it, was it Reed or Connor that said earlier, like, their moms and dads having it on, like, their trucks and stuff
that
like that.
Me.
Connor.
Okay.
It was, like,
was
I
me? my mom would be.
No, I'm not saying, like, they're personally, but, like, people.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I think that, like, they don't connect it to that, even if they logically know that this is what it was used for. They don't connect it to that.
Go right ahead.
Sorry to interrupt, but one of the things I've always – it's my dad. He is a prideful Southern man. He doesn't wear the Confederate flag, but when he's talked to me about it, he said – he and a lot of my family, because I come from an old white plantation family, a lot of my family doesn't necessarily associate the flag with slavery or any of that, or even the Civil War with slavery, because from my family's perspective, the Civil War was fought for states' rights. It wasn't fought over slavery because, well, while there wasn't slavery in the North, Northern people were just as racist as Southern people. And I don't think their boys would have really gone to war just for slavery, honestly, because, well,
no, Northern people. I want to hear your opinion.
Northern people.
I want to hear your
opinion. I don't think that Northern people would have necessarily cared about the black people in slavery, because, like, slavery is a terrible thing, but back then, they were just black people.
It was just considered the norm.
Yeah.
A lot of people, like, I know Lincoln, he wasn't an abolitionist, but a lot of people associate him with one. But he just wanted slavery to, you know, he didn't want to get rid of
well,
it.
There
he just
are always to political himself. Reasons.
Yeah,
there are.
Yeah. And then it's Lincoln, just like the meaning of symbols.
Right.
Do symbols automatically take the meaning
right.
of something for being used in a certain way? If I go take, like, the apple symbol and I go and start using it for, I don't know, I can't think of anything other than killing people. But like some
killing puppies.
Some other negative way, does it, how, when does it start becoming
it, because of the association, when does it take on that value?
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. Well, another question is, when we think about all of this and we look at this controversy, is the clock really being turned back to the good old days of legal segregation? Is that what we're, that where we're going?
God, I hope not.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can't help but pose that question.
I don't think so. I would like, I would like to think not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would like to think that we're not regressing.
I would like to think that there are enough people who think that the things like police brutality and racism is wrong, that they wouldn't let it get back to that.
Mm-hmm. Do you see this flag as a message of intimidation? You know, if someone is wearing this flag, they're waving it, whatever, is it a message? Are they trying to intimidate?
I think some are. Not all of them, but some are.
Yeah, it would depend on
I mean, it's
the
a powerful symbol.
Okay? Yeah, some, depending
Very
on the way it's used.
Very powerful symbol, okay? And a lot of critics have said that the Confederate flag, the real complex issues about it have to do with racism and discrimination and inequality, okay? It stands for white supremacists, okay? So what's the message? Is it about intimidation?
Yeah, I mean,
not to me, but
okay.
As you guys all know, this, I came in late to this whole the Confederate flag is racist game.
That's okay.
I mean, I was born in Virginia, but I was only there till I was like 5, so I got all my education and stuff in, you know, Tallahassee. And even though logically I know then what it was used for, I never really had like, when I was growing up and all, I never really had an opinion on it. I was never taught, really, that, you know, it was bad. But I wasn't taught that it was, like, Southern pride or good or anything like that either. I never was really exposed to it, to be honest, until, like, a few years ago, you know, when we were actually going over, you know, in history class, you know, when we're going over the Civil War, and my teacher is showing us, okay, this is the Confederate flag, this is the Union flag, just, yeah.
Well, some, you know, a claim that What about their First Amendment rights? No matter what it symbolizes, okay, it is a part of our history. And the United States has a hard time dealing with their real history. You know, they tend to revisit it, you know, rewrite it. And but the reality is, it's steeped in racism. It's steeped in discrimination. I mean, that's just where it's at.
Yeah,
and these are folks are saying, well, I don't care. It is a part of our history. No matter what it symbolizes, it has a right to fly.
Well, the KKK is part of our history, but you don't see people jump. Most people jumping at the chance to put on a white hood.
Well, it depends where you are.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that.
Well, that's why I said most people.
Mm-hmm.
At least I hope most people. But there are a lot of bad things that are part of our history that most people nowadays are against.
Right.
A lot of people aren't even taught about a lot of the bad things in our history. The Trail of Tears.
It's been sanitized.
We never even, I remember in middle school, we never even went over the Trail of Tears.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that.
Right.
They don't even cover it. They just try to focus on the wars that America fought in for, like, good causes and stuff like that. That's what they try to focus on, the good things.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said it's been sanitized, you know, our history. That's how we deal with it. We're going to take a break. But while we're on break, I just want to tell you what we're going to talk about. What do you think causes people to feel so strongly about an emblem that existed over 130 years ago? That's another way to look at it. Hold your thoughts. We're going to take a break, and we'll get right back at you. What's the 411? This is Dr. Liz Holyfield, and I have four dynamic students from Sale High School. We are examining the Confederate flag. Joining me here at the table again is Connor Mock.
Hi.
Savannah Burris.
Hi.
Reed Worrell.
Hello.
And Ayanna Brantley.
Hello.
Okay. We have just been talking about, you know, the Confederate flag. And I was asking you to think about, what is it about this flag that people feel so strongly about it, okay? But it represents an entity that existed over 130 years ago. I mean, you know, this is, all the stuff that it represents ended, I guess I better put quotes, unquote, ended 130 years ago. Yet people feel so strongly about the emblem. What is it? What's going on?
You still see it being used.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you don't see anybody waving the Nazi flag around.
Well, you do.
And
it's interesting that neo-Nazis use the Confederate flag.
I know.
Mm-hmm. That's another point that we didn't bring up.
Yeah, you do see it, but...
So what does that say? So again, what kind of association? Yeah, kind of. Go right ahead.
Well, symbols are very powerful things. We rally behind them. We support them. Or in cases like these, we rally against them. They drive a lot of our causes, and we automatically link them into in our minds, like the G for Google, the Apple for Apple.
That's right.
Something for something off the top of my head.
Right.
Like an apple with a worm for a school teacher.
Right.
But... So we automatically link symbols in our minds, and they stick with us. So when it comes to the Confederate flag, sure, the Civil War ended over 130 years ago, but as you showed us before or told us before, it's still been used in really negative ways since then, like in South Carolina or wherever it was, showing up to say, hey, segregation is cool. We support it.
Mm-hmm.
But... I think that's one of the main reasons. Symbols are very powerful things, and you need to be very careful how they're used or how they're represented, I guess, would be a better word for that.
Yeah, because then they take on the association.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to be conscientious of how you use it, because using it wrong can change everybody's view of it.
Right.
Like the swastika, bringing back to that, like Reed just said, using it wrong can change everybody's idea of it and what it means.
And, and since we've seen it used badly in such a way so many times, it's just become sort of a permanent thought for some people that it means racism and white supremacy.
What is the status? Because we always come back to the racism and discrimination. When you look at race relations today, okay, in your world, how would you characterize the status of race relations?
I think it has gotten better. But I think a lot of people say that it's going backwards, we're going back. I don't think we're going back. I think just because these controversial topics are coming up, the people who feel strongly against it are saying something more than they did before. They wouldn't say anything because, you know, it was just how things went for them. And it, I think it's getting better, but there are definitely still some things like with interracial relationships and with marriage and,
That was my next question. In what ways do you see it getting better or as opposed to maybe, you know, regressing or getting worse?
You just, you see more commercials on TV with interracial couples. Like, you see more interracial relationships in general.
Yeah.
And there aren't as many people.
Like that Cheerios commercial that made everybody mad for for such a stupid reason.
Right.
It was a sweet commercial. Right over the waist of the Cheerios.
Yeah, like another thing is a representation. Like you were saying earlier about your parents telling your brother not to sag, not to go out looking at it's become a stereotype now of the negative stereotype against black people and like what you see in the media. And nowadays what you see on TV means a lot. It's a lot what we consume from Netflix or cable or whatever.
Well, with the whole sagging thing, that originally came from when you were arrested, they take your belt and your laces away, so your pants would sag because you don't have a belt to hold them up. And I've also heard, though I'm not sure the validity of this claim, that when you sag your pants in prison, it means you want a booty call.
No, I've heard both of those things. So
it already doesn't have a positive connotation with it, and I think a lot of it's another symbol. Like, when we see sagging pants, we automatically think hoodlum, prison, bad, not good. So, and I'm not saying that's fair, but that's how that is. It's just like the Confederate flag. We see that, we think bad things. We see sagging pants, we think bad things.
Okay. Or Justin Bieber.
Well, so bad things.
Yeah, some people would consider that a bad thing also.
Right. Well, how would you all characterize race relations?
At the current time, aside from the police brutality, I like to think they're good in my local community, in my area, with the people I know. But you never know with the rest of the world or the rest of the country, because then you see things going on with Michael Brown or Sandra Bland and all of these other things.
Do you think that this is an increase, or is it that we're just more on top of it?
I think now we're more on top of it. I think these things have always been around, but we're just now seeing them.
I definitely know that police brutality it's been around for forever. Just look at TV shows at Prison Base. They're constantly showing the prison guards, you know, beating on people. And that wouldn't be in honestly, it probably wouldn't be in TV unless I was a girl. And I know for a fact, because of some of the stories that my mom's told me about personal situations with her, about cops just using intimidation and stuff against her. And it's, you know, for like no good reason, just walking down the sidewalk and just wanting to pick on somebody, get your frustrations out, and they would beat people.
Well, that's like the Tallahassee police.
Yeah, some woman was walking.
Which they criticized them, okay, because they were walking in the street.
But there was no sidewalk.
But there were no sidewalks.
Yeah, there's not a lot of sidewalks in Tallahassee. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Was this when they tased the grandma, or was this a different
thing? Yes, that's what it was.
Okay.
I mean,
it's like, who tases the grandma?
And they did throw it out. I mean, you know. Yeah. But you're gonna come down on someone because they're not walking on the sidewalk. And There's no sidewalk to walk on.
You're coming down on people for something that they can't help. That's like a lot of the, one of the negative connotations of the Confederate flag is just being built on slavery. A lot of the people who are rich or in power right now, some of them have gotten their money or their wealth from using slavery. And though even though they've stopped using slavery now, they're still living off of it. It's still they still have
the money, the money from their ancestors.
Yeah, and they're still living off of it while the black people, the African Americans who were slaves, are not in a better position now. They're still in a some people are still in a bad position.
Yes, come.
Well, like I said, I come from an old white plantation family. Like, if you look through our old family records, like back from the 1800s, we had slaves at one point. We had two. And that was terrible, but a lot we have old money from that. We have old plantation money because we were the first homestead in the county, and we were one of the biggest. Like, we owned a whole lot of land over on Highway 20 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so that side of the family has, like, a whole lot of old Southern money on it. Mm-hmm. So I can definitely see where Reed is coming from.
Yeah, that's
that.
Like how when African Americans became free, or not all of them, but when you would become free, it would be like, here you go, you're free, go off, go, where am I supposed to go? I don't have any money. I don't have any family or anything.
Sharecroppers.
And so then, yeah, you would become like an indentured servant to them.
Basically.
And you would get paid, but not enough to live off of.
Yeah, not enough to go anywhere.
It was enough just to keep you caught up.
Yeah.
I mean, caught in owing, you know, the overseer.
You were constantly owing.
So you could never, that's the way you maintained it.
Yeah, that's how they stayed around, is they would constantly be adding every little thing to their debt and then giving them just enough money to almost pay it off, but not quite.
Not quite. You know? Yeah, exactly. That's how you handled it. How many of you live in mixed neighborhoods, and how often outside of school do you interact with someone with a different race or ethnicity?
I live in a very mixed neighborhood, and I'm, like, best friends with my neighbor who they're white and, like, half, like Filipino, and we're, like, my best friend lives right over there. We've never, like, our parents have been friends, like, since they moved into the neighborhood. The people who live next to me are also white. One time their toddler came over and offered me cookies. I mean, there are also our other black families that live in the neighborhood. Nothing negative has ever happened.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you interact on a regular basis. What about you, Reed?
I live in it's a mixed neighborhood, but a lot of our neighbors have moved out and come and gone, so now the people that we used to know, we don't really know anymore. And so, I don't know. I'm really bad about interacting with people outside of school.
Oh, okay.
I usually just go hang out with friends outside of school. I don't know. My interaction level outside of school is very low.
I just wonder, you know, because what the basis, you know, even though we talk about this Confederate play, but when you really look at it, it's the issues are much more about inequality and discrimination and racism. And, you know, part of solving or addressing those issues is being
awareness.
Awareness and being in diverse populations.
Yeah, and representation.
Right. And like, that's what I was wondering. Go right in.
Oh, yeah. When you see things on TV, you become more familiar with it. Mm-hmm. It's not as scary or
alien.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's what I was saying when I said we're xenophobic.
We were talking about the Cheerio commercial that they brought up earlier, and it caused a big thing because it was so new, and these are the first steps. This has got to happen so we can get somewhere.
Now since there's a commercial. I've seen a lot of interracial couples on TV. Mm-hmm. It's usually with an African-American woman. It's usually with, like, an African-American woman and a white man, I've noticed, because it's been scanned into my brain from, like, watching stuff on BET and stuff. Like, if you see a black man and a white woman, he's automatically, like, a sellout, or he thinks that getting with a white woman is, like, a good thing, you know, because he has money or something. Like, yeah, I've noticed that a lot.
Okay. All right, Connor, you were going to say something, and then I'll get to you, Savannah.
Well, I don't really leave my house a whole lot outside of school, honestly. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my friends are online friends, and I have friends who live all over the world, like Hong Kong and England and Japan and Sweden and all these other different countries. And so I talk to people with a lot of different viewpoints a lot. So I get to see these different cultures mm-hmm. and the people in them, and I like to consider myself not xenophobic because of that. Other than the fact that being xenophobic is not cool.
No.
So I may not go out, but I interact with people of different races a lot. Like, some of my best online friends are Black or Asian or mm-hmm. not white. So,
okay. Savannah.
I live in a pretty diverse neighborhood. You have, a lot. You have about an equal number. It's a very small neighborhood, like maybe 30 houses in total, but like 15 or so of them are actually occupied.
Mm.
It's a very diverse population. You know, you have white, Black, different Latin and Hispanic origin. It's mm-hmm. just, you have a lot of different people there. I don't interact with most of the people just because I'm very not. I don't interact with a lot of people. Mm.
Stranger danger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Being social, what's that?
Well, as we look at these issues and events that are occurring nationwide, what role, if any, does the government have? What role should they play?
I think the government does have a big role in mm-hmm. this. That's
okay.
The biggest.
They
create the laws that we live by.
I think it's also the government's responsibility to crack down on the people with police brutality. It's their responsibility to crack down on the people abusing the power that being a cop has. It's so when it's like these trials, quote-unquote trials, where it's like cops from the same force are interviewing the offending cop, that's not sound legal processes. Yeah. The bias is mm-hmm. everywhere. Mm-hmm. You want to cover your buddy's tracks. So I think it's the government's job to stop things like this from happening, have regulations in place, make education include things that America screwed up, like the Trail of Tears or right. screwing up right. over in Iraq or racism, because there's a lot of not cool stuff that America has done, and I think it's the responsibility of the government to not only keep it from happening anymore, but to educate so history doesn't repeat itself.
Okay. All right. Role? And we're just talking again about the role that government plays or should play.
I mean, obviously the government plays, like, the biggest role,
mm-hmm.
but I think a lot of it is we look to them, to the government, to fix all of our problems. And I think it's mainly us who do these things. And a lot of us, we don't want to accept that. Uh-huh. We want to blame it on the government and say, you know, it was a law or something. But I think a lot of stuff we just need to teach our kids.
So you're saying it starts at home?
They
didn't come here.
They make the laws, but we also need to live by them. And
yeah,
mm-hmm. like I said before, racism is not something that you are born with; is something that is taught.
Racism, hatred,
mm-hmm. being a jerk in general. That's generally not something you're born with.
It all does start at home. You know, mm-hmm. you're at the education that you receive. You know, most of the time, if you have somebody who doesn't like Black people, doesn't like gay people or women or anything like that, most of the time you're going to find that the parents were like that too, and their parents, and it's a vicious cycle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a vicious cycle.
Your personality is set by the time you're 7, and you start going to school and being exposed to other things when you're 6. I mean, it doesn't give them much room to help stop the bad things.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you do always have to go back home.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, you know, so home is that base.
Yeah, and, you know, if you talk about, you know, something like, oh, little Jimmy has two mommies too, or, you know, something like that, you know, you're going to get whatever your parents have to say and their comments, and that's going to affect you
We are at the end. That's it for this edition of 411 Teen. Many thanks to you all students from SAIL. Look forward to having you again. Tune in next week, same time, same place, to get the 411 on 411 Teen. This edition of 411 Teen was produced by Dr. Liz Hollyfield. Technical assistant, Ken Smith. Audio copies are available, and if you want to participate in 411 Teen or have suggestions for discussion topics, call 1-800-829-8809, extension 358. If you would like to subscribe to 411 Teen podcast, log in wfsu.org. Check us out on Facebook.